My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 23rd of July 2009 at 10:30 a.m. Could you please tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Charlotte Gardner, 6th of the 7th, 89, and I'm from Leeds.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm like a bit apprehensive, just because one, I don't really like heights, and two, I just don't like making a spectacle of myself.
How did you first hear about the project?
At university, I do history of art, so we get like art emails about what's going on just in the country and stuff, and I just got one of these, so I thought I'd had a look, noticed that I like obviously recognised Anthony Gormley's name, so just registered for it, not expecting to win at all.
And do you follow Anthony Gormley's work?
Kind of. Since being accepted to this, I've like obviously looked into it a bit more and watched a few like documentaries and stuff. But before, I just knew he did The Angel of the North, and that was kind of much it, really.
And has that influenced what you've decided to do at all?
No, not at all. Like, I wasn't planning on doing anything till really recently, and I was like, if it's a good day, I'll just take some photos and stuff, because it's quite high up, so you probably could get a good pictures.
So how do you think you will spend that hour? What exactly will you be doing?
Not much. I'm not going to be one of these exhibitionists who are doing loads of different displays and stuff. I'm just going to take photos, like just sit there, really look around, just take it all in.
And why did you decide to do that?
Just because I don't know, I get scared like kind of situations like that, so anything else. Also, I don't feel that you need to like display yourself like that. I just think it's a bit, I don't know, of attention seeking, so I'd rather just chill out and take photos and things.
Have you got people here with you?
Yeah, just one of my friends actually, because they all are from Leeds, so it was too far to come. But she's just come down on the train, and then I know quite a few people are watching it on live stream.
Have you followed any projects online?
Yeah, kinda. I've been checking like the Guardian website quite a lot for like the they do photo blog and stuff. Read a few interviews with people, but not intensely, because I don't want to see what other people are doing. Like, I'd rather just do my thing and then leave it.
What does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
I'm not too sure. Like, I'm just quite good. Like, it's something to always, like, remember, and to be said that you're part of. And I'm sure it's going to be like documented for like ever kind of thing. But at first, I was going to decline it because I didn't know if I wanted to be a part of this. But then I got talked into saying, like, you're never going to get that chance again. Even if you don't do anything, you might as well at least go up there.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you're studying?
Yeah, I study History of Art at Leeds University, going into my final year, which is really good. I really enjoy it. Since, like, just about to start my dissertation on, like, 60s American artists. Preferably in like the future world would like to go into curating or arts administration, but I'm not too sure really. I haven't overly looked into it, seeing as I'm still quite young and stuff, so. But I really enjoyed my course, so it's good. I don't want to leave.
And where did your interest in the history of art come from?
I've always like loved drawing and painting and things like that, and I did fine art at school and college, and I was going to do fine art like foundation and then do that as a university degree, but I decided to move away from just like painting and drawing because I thought you could do it in your own time as well. And I didn't really know much about the artists behind stuff because you don't really get taught that at school. So looked into just history of art courses, and Leeds was the one that grabbed me the most. So yeah, I'll do that.
And have you continued to create your own art since you can do that course?
Not really, because it's like I haven't really got much time. Like, it completely goes on reading and like researching and stuff. But I did in first and second year do like drawing modules, so I kept that kind of stuff up. But it was quite like too a strict borderline, but it was good.
Do you know what you'll do after the course?
I want to go travelling. Like, I was going to do an MA straight away, but I don't think I'm going to be able to afford that. So I'm going to go away for a while. Like, I want to visit like India, Thailand, Malaysia, places like that. Hopefully with a friend or a couple of friends. And then maybe come back to work for a bit and then go back to university and finish studying.
What do you hope to gain from the experience of travelling?
Like, just different views of cultures, really. Like, I really want to go to India because I just think it would be absolutely amazing. And like, just have a good time, have fun, have a nice break from like working for the past 3 years.
What do you hope happens when you get up on the plinth?
Nothing. I want it to be really chilled out. I don't want anyone to jeer at me or shout anything. Hopefully it won't be too busy and stuff. I don't want it to rain. But no, I just I don't know, I'm just going to like take it all in, look around and stuff.
Will you be talking or will you just be sitting quietly?
People keep asking me to talk, but I don't like the sound of my own voice on like recording backs. So I might be quite quiet, but I'm sure I'm going to get some text messages saying like, say hi to me and stuff. So maybe. But my friend's going to be watching, so I might have to speak to her and stuff, see if she's getting bored.
And do you think you might have people watching you online?
Yeah, I know for certain that I've got some friends from uni watching it, and my mum and stepdad live in New Zealand, so they're like live streaming it from out there because obviously of the time difference and stuff. But apart from that, I'm not too sure who's going to be watching.
And what have friends and family thought of you going up on the plinth?
My family think it's like amazing because like just to them it's like, oh, you're going to be on TV, you're going to be like done by an artist and stuff. So my mum's like really excited and telling everyone. Whereas my friends are like more like, yeah, it's quite cool and stuff, but they've just been helping me with ideas, like really abstract ones, but I wasn't interested in any of them.
Had you followed Gormley's work before doing this?
Not overly. Like, I knew that he did like the statues of like figures and stuff, and there was a bit of like speculation about whether they should be removed out of the sea and stuff, but I wasn't overly interested. But after then looking into the website and getting like did, I thought I should do my like background research and got to know him a bit more and stuff, but yeah.
Have you got any fears about going up?
No, like obviously the most one, the ridiculous one that would ever happen would be like a gust of wind pushing me off or something, but no, I'm okay. I don't think I'm going to be like towards the edge and stuff. I don't really like heights, and I know it's not high, but if I did fall, I think I'd like I would be awful.
Have you got any expectations about what it will be like up on the plinth?
No, I've tried not to think about it because I don't want to like gear it up loads and then it'd be like an anti-climax. So I've just been kind of like, just take it as it comes, see what happens.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, this is the first one that I've been involved in. I didn't really know where, like how to get involved in stuff. Like this is like just because I got an email and stuff.
If you're interested in the history of art, do you go and see much art projects?
Oh yeah, like always going to exhibitions and stuff. Like after today, we're going to look at a couple like around London for my course that we've been told to go to, and then always been to like the Tate Britain and Modern like loads of times. So yeah, I really like going to galleries and things. Went to Rome and stuff for like my 18th birthday because I was like really influenced in like Vatican and stuff. So yeah, I like doing things like that.
And was that a good trip?
Yeah, it was amazing. Like I'm not overly interested in like Renaissance kind of art and stuff, but just going was like such a different experience, and it was just really overwhelming.
To help us get a picture of the people who are involved in the project, we're asking everyone what things that are important to you in your life at the moment. Would you mind telling us?
I'm obviously like my family and stuff, my nan and granddad mainly, I don't know, like close friends, but I don't know, it's quite a difficult question. Just family and friends, I guess, and that everyone's okay and stuff.
Where are your nan and granddad?
They live in Ascot, hopefully gonna move out to New Zealand and live with my parents as well.
Are you going to go?
No, I don't think so. Not for a while. It's quite dull for someone my age, and like it's really pretty country and stuff, but it hasn't got, when in terms of art, like much art culture and stuff. There's like small independent galleries, and then the main Auckland, because they live in Auckland, Auckland City Gallery, but it's nothing compared to like being in London or other big cities in England.
You visited a number of times?
I went just for a month, and that was my third visit, but I go for about 3 weeks each time.
And what was the reason for you going out there?
My stepdad got a job out there, and they would have been stupid to say no. So they got up and left last year, about a year this time last year.
And will your nan and granddad be watching you?
No, because they don't have internet or computer, which I'm going to come into London. But my nan just recently had an operation on her leg, so she didn't want to like come in and like the possibility of it getting hit or something. So they stayed. But my friend's going to make sure she takes photos so they can see.
What do they think of you doing it?
Oh yeah, my granddad doesn't have much comment on much stuff, but my nan's really excited and thinks it's like amazing, and I don't even really think she understands what it is, but just the fact that I won something.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you applied and to this moment now?
Yeah, like quite, it's quite like like laid back, but you get all the information you need. Like they don't pester you with calls and stuff. I was rang like quite a few times when I was in New Zealand because I didn't pick up because obviously the time difference. I did email and the reply was quite delayed, but eventually like spoke to one of the colleagues and everything was fine, and like got a confirmed call like a couple of days ago. But yeah, it was fine.
And is there anything else you'd like to add or tell us before we finish?
No, that's all.
Thank you.